Hi there, I'm Delilah Panio, and I am a capital markets expert based in Southern California. And my background, I have been in the capital markets for over 20 years. Specifically, my day job is I'm the vice president of capital formation for the Toronto Stock Exchange. So I work with U.S. companies advising them on raising capital. I also have a company called Fortuna Funding, which is my own company where I work with mostly female founders on accessing aligned capital. And I do that through education programs and partnerships like with UBS. So in my experience in the capital markets in the last 20 years, I've seen a real opportunity and need for working with especially female founders on creating that knowledge on how to get ready for investors. So really, you know, as we all know, the funding gap that exists out there, whether it's in the private markets or public markets for women accessing capital, there's a real opportunity for women to increase their knowledge, which as we know, knowledge always increases confidence. And so whether that's, you know, accessing capital or investing in companies, having that knowledge can be the real game changer. There's two things that founders really always need in any company. They need capital. And so how do you access that capital? It's almost always through your network, especially at the very early startup stages of that friends and family round. And then your seed capital is almost always comes from your network. And this is where significantly women, and especially women of color, have been at a disadvantage, you know, not having those networks of high net worth individuals that would take that initial, you know, trust and investment into that company. And so the network is everything. It's well known, and I know that UBS had this in the funding gap report, that entrepreneurs have an increased chance of success with funding knowledge, investor preparedness, and access to that aligned capital. And a lot of that will come through the network. And if you can have a community of curated network, because of course, you can walk outside your door and there are lots of networks, but having that curated network, having somebody being very intentional of, we see you, entrepreneur, we see your needs, we see what's going to help you be successful, and we're going to connect you to the right people to do that. And so that curated network, which is what we're really trying to do with Project Female Founder, is really, really important. Success for a Project Female Founder, I think, comes in several ways. You know, some of it is tangible. So obviously, what we'd love to see as this program continues to grow is that founders access the right capital. I mean, that's the number one metric that would be significant success, not just accessing any capital, but I'm a big, big proponent of aligned capital, the right capital that makes sense for the founder and what she's creating, and also for the investors and what their intentions are and what their interests are. So the obvious metric, of course, is women getting funded. The second metric, though, is just growing the business generally. And so increasing revenue, just increasing the success of the company, because it may come through our program that they don't need capital, or they can take a different kind of capital like debt versus equity because they've learned that in our program, or they've met somebody in the program, you know, that could be a partner versus needing to raise capital through a joint venture. So there's just growth generally in the company and increased success. And then I think that more the intangible, but it's so important, is just that network, that community, that building that confidence, building the knowledge, which increases the confidence.